I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. Gaza health officials say Israeli strikes have killed more than 90 Palestinians in the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, the UN reports 10% of the children in Gaza under age 5 who were screened last month had become acutely malnourished. And Tia Goldenberg reports Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government has suffered a serious blow, with an ultra-Orthodox party announcing it's leaving the coalition.
Netanyahu will have a razor-thin majority in parliament and will become more susceptible to the demands of the far-right parties in his government. They oppose ending the war in Gaza so long as Hamas remains intact, and they could seek to extract concessions from Netanyahu on that front as Israel and Hamas negotiate a ceasefire. If just one more party bolts, Netanyahu will have a minority government. But the timing works in Netanyahu's favor. Lawmakers are about to go on summer recess. That gives him time to bring the ultra-Orthodox party back into the fold.
Again, that's the AP's Tia Goldenberg in Tel Aviv, and I'm Ben Thomas.